Today's daf is Kuf Chav Zayin. We are Kuf Chav Vav Amud Beis, the last short skinny line, Tana Rabbanan. So now the Braisa is going to give her sort of lengthy Braisa discussing how do we know that the min that's called the Akbar, loosely translated as the mouse, is part of the Shrutzim Timayim. The Tana Rabbanan, we toast an Amar, right? So the Pasuk explicates two different types of Shrutzim Timayim. It says, V'zelahem, Zelachem hatamei b'sheretz, asheretz al-aretz, what does it say, acholi, the chulda, the achbar, right? So it's shomei ani, I hear from there, that not only is the land, is the terrestrial achbar, right? Shomei ani afilu achbar shemayam, so even the maritime achbar, even the achbar of the sea, whatever that may be, is also part of the shrutzim temeim, sheshmo achbar, because it too is called achbar. So the name Akbar is Akbar. So Gemara says, really, the price of it is Vedinu, we really should be Tower. Really, the Akbar of the Yam should be Tower. Why? Because the Pasuk's Timei v'chulda, the Pasuk is Metamei by the Chulda, Utimei by Akbar. And it also says that the Akbar is Tamei. And let's learn a binyana from the Chulda. Ma Chulda, just like a Chulda, is Dafga min agada ba'aretz. Why? Because we're seeing today's Daf that there is the only exception to the rule that whatever is on land and in the sea is the Chulda. Right? The Chulda does not have a sister water creature. So just like the Chulda, Timib Akbar, Ma Chulda, Min HaGod El Aretz, Akbar Min HaGod El Aretz. It should only be the Akbar, the land Akbar should be the one that's Matame. But then the Bryce says, or you can say, O Klach Darach Zo, go this way. Timib Chulda, the Pasuk is Matame B'Chulda, U Timib Akbar, it's Matame by Akbar. Ma Chulda, Kol Shishma Chulda. So what type of Chulda is Tamei? Anything that's called a Chulda. So too, Af Akbar, Kol Shishma Akbar. So anything that's called Akbar should also be considered Tamei Sheretz. Atilu Akbar Shebayam, Shehu Shishma Akbar. So even the sea Akbar, because its name is Akbar. That should also be Tamei. Therefore, we have a Pasuk, Tamei Lomar. The Pasuk says, right, he says, V'zelechem Atamei V'sheretz HaSheretz Al Ha'aretz. The words al ha'aretz are extraneous, and we're darshan from there that dafka the akbar on the land is tamei, and not the akbar of the sea. The brisa continues, I al ha'aretz, if you're going to learn, if the makor to be metaher, the akbar of yam, is from the words al ha'aretz, so yokol, you could darshan something else. Yokol al ha'aretz yitamei, yorad le'yam lo yitamei. Maybe your darshan would be that you have the akbar ha'aretz, is only metamei, the akbar ha'aretz is now standing on land. But if the Akbar Aretz is in the lake, it's in the water, and you touch it there, maybe it will not be metame, right? If you touch it over there, maybe the Akbar Haaretz is not metame if it is in the Mayim. So therefore, the Pasuk says, Talmud Lomar, the Pasuk says, again, it says, Hasharetz, Hasharetz al Haaretz. Hasharetz is extra. So Hasharetz is, Kol Mokom Shesharetz. Something that is Tame, Tumas Shratzim. Hasharetz, wherever it is sharetz, even if it is a sheretz hayam, a sheretz haaretz, if it is in the yam, it's still going to be mitameh, says the Braisa. The Braisa then continues, oh, maybe no, maybe I'll say like this. Oh, Eindu, maybe the word hasharetz does not come for this drasha. Hasharetz comes out to teach us something else, right? El Eindu Ella hasharetz, kol ha-mashritz. Hasharetz is from the lashon of mashritz, which is the lashon of puruvu. So hasharetz teaches us only ha-mashritz. Anything that, now they hear is very, now clearly the Gemara is assuming the concept of spontaneous generation. He says, Ela Hasharetz, Kol HaMashritz. Anything that's created on your day prior Rivia, that's Yitama. She'ein Mashritz, something that's not created by prior Rivia, Lo Yitame, will not contract Tuma. Otsi HaAchbar, I will exclude the Achbar Shechet Yobatsar, Shechet Yodama, She'ein Paravarava. I'll exclude this creature that's half mouse, half ground, or half dirt, that is not, does not reproduce, and therefore that would be out. So therefore I don't, so I'm still stuck according to this, well forget being stuck about the half and half, but I'm still stuck regarding a land akbar that is in the water. How do I know that that is metame? So the Gemara says, the dinu, no, it should be tame. This half and half should be tame, because kima b'chulda, kima b'akbar. Same thing with the hekesh between the chulda and the akbar. Ma'chulda kosher shemachulda. By the chulda, anything that's called a chulda. Ach akbar kosher shemachulda. So too by the mouse, anything that's called an akbar. And abi akbar shekhetu basa shekhetu adama. I'll include this half and half akbar. Why? Because it's still called an akbar. That's its name. The Gemara says, no. Oh, clap the door zo. Maybe go this way. Ma'chulda parva rava. Just like a chulda reproduces. Av akbar parva rava. So I don't know. What's the story? So how do I include the half and half? So Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says basheretz. It says v'zelachem hatamei basheretz. Again, assuming the word basheretz is extraneous, because the pasuk right afterwards says ela tamei lachem acholsheretz. So why do you have the sheretz over here as well? So therefore, that comes to include the akbar that is spontaneously generated, the half and half akbar, the one that doesn't purview. Therefore, go back to the word hasheretz is still extra, and if the word hasheretz is extra, we can still say that the akbar haaretz sheyered liyam is still mitamei. That's the Brisa. So now comes, the Gemara is going to ask in the Brisa, why don't we learn these psukim a little differently, and by learning a little differently, we'll see a little differently. So Amar Lei Ahu Mei Rabbanan. So what the Rabbanan said to Rava? Amar Lei Ahu Mei Rabbanan Li Rava. Ema, let's say the word Basheretz, right, the word Basheretz, which you just said to include a half and half, maybe Basheretz, Latuei Akbar Shechatzu Basar Vechetzu Adama, correct. Had Hashoretz, the word Hashoretz, which we said would have included only those who procreate, but Hashoretz is Kosher who Shoretz. It includes anything that is pure Rivya, and therefore, Vafilu Akbar Shebayam. So now, even the water Akbar is included, because that is also created via pure Rivya. The E, Mishum, Ala Aretz, but then the word says Ala Aretz, we said Ala Aretz only means those that are on the land. No, we'll say that, Ala Aretz Yitame, Yar Layam Lo Yitame. That comes to include the land Akbar that goes into the sea. And therefore, it is not, if the land animal that goes into the sea is not Mitame. But, from the Pri Ruvia part, we should learn that the Akbar of the water is mitame. No. In the water. Because Gemara says that every sea creature, every land creature has a corresponding sea creature, and the sea creature akbar will be mitame as a sheretz in the water. That would be if the land creature, the land akbar would be mitame on the land, but if the land akbar went into the sea, then it wouldn't be mitame. It's not a sea akbar, it's the land akbar out of its element. So the Gemara then says, no, Amalei, Rabbi says to this Chacham, Umei akbar jishavsei leyam mokam tuma mali hacha mali hacha. So he basically rejects this whole havmir that the Brisa had. He basically says, once you say that the yam, like we're saying over here, the yam is a place where you can have tuma. How do you say that? But including the fact that the sea akbar can transmit tuma, the yam is not a place that's excluded from tumah. So mali hacha, mali hacha. What's the difference if the akbar is if the sea akbar is on the land or the land akbar is on the sea? The place where they are doesn't make a difference.
Right, but if it's a sea animal,
right,
not a mammal, but a sea animal,
it's on
anyway.
Why
not the sea animal?
The sheretz hayam.
Not
the sea. You just have to see what the Nafki mean is, if you get the right Hasra. Sheretz
means produce.
Now that's Hasharetz.
Okay, so what?
Sheretz would be...
Are you talking about a real Sheretz?
A Sheretz. A Sheretz Hayam. You have whatever it is, the Akbar of the sea. Whatever creature that is. That's going to be Matam and Midin.
That can be an honor for anybody else.
I don't know what it is. Don't yell at me. I don't know what it is.
No, but I'm saying that's what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about before is animals that are...
Two things. There are two things. There are animals that
fish.
There are plenty of things that live in the sea that are not fish. So it's one of those things. Octopus. Well, I know. Okay. So Amalei may akadoshav. They say layam makom tuma mali haka mali haka. What's the difference if an akbar is in the land or in the sea? It doesn't make a difference if the sea akbar is in the land akbar is in the sea. As long as the land and the sea are places where tuma exists. So who cares where either one is? I guess. I don't know. So why does the Brisa think that would be a difference? I don't know. Okay, so now the Gemara's going to go back to the Brisa and ask a question on the Brisa that he basically is going to tell me that the words Ala Aretz, We learned Al Aretz is extra, and that came to teach me. That came to teach me that the Achbar Hayam is Tahor. That's what the Brisa said. The Achbar Hayam is Tahor, right from the Kuzit. It said Al Aretz because they can say the word Al Aretz is used for a different drasha. The other different drasha would be involved in the case of Tuma. We just remember that the rule is that Safek Tuma versus Hayachid is Tahor. No, Safek Tuma versus Hayachid, the rule is that it's Tamei. And Safek Tuma versus Harabim is usually Tahor, learning out from Midin Sota. That's the rules. We're going to see that from in Sheret, that there's a Gemara in Nazir, and that's Samach Gimel, that even if there was a Safek, the Gavi Sheret, if you touched it, even if it's just a Yachlet Tahor, sort of a rule breaker, the Safek of Tuma Sheret. And from Yitzchak of Yumi in the Dar of Daf Samach Dalad, he says he learns this from a steer in the Pesukim. Let's see it inside in the Gemara. The Gemara says, "V'hai al haaretz," the word al haaretz, which you just taught me, that comes to tell me that the Achbar Hayam is Tahor. The word al haaretz mi boile, I need that for something else. Well, hotzi safek tuma safa, that comes to exclude. Safek tuma safa, which comes to exclude if you have a safek whether you touched the tuma that was floating, right? That it's even tahor versus hayachid. Normally the rule is that safek tuma versus hayachid is tamei. Well, here we have a zeirus akasuv, the gabi is tuma sheretz, and a safek tuma versus hayachid is tahor. The amar of Yitzchak bar Avdimi al haaretz. It's al haaretz lehotzi safek tuma safa, to exclude safek tuma safa. It's sort of floating. So that's Safek Tum Rishus HaYachid. And even though the rule is Safek Tum Rishus HaYachid is Tameh, right here there's a passage that tells me that Safek Tum Rishus HaYachid is Tahar. So the Gemara answers, no, don't worry about Tarti Al Aretz Ksive. The two Al Aretzes. One Al Aretz can teach me about the Safek Tumah is Tameh, and the other Al Aretz will teach me that only the Achbar Sheh La Aretz, and not the Achbar Vayam, that is considered to be something that is Sheretz and gives off Tumah. Okay. Tan Rabban. Now the Gemara is going to bring a brisa, okay? Tad Rabbanan. The pasuk says, right? V'zeh lechem hatamei. It says hachole the achbar. That says v'hatsav lemineyu. Sav, I think, is the frog, right? What? The toad. The frog and the toad. What? Oh. Sorry? Okay. That's something we name. That's something we name. So the frog and the toad in its min. So the Gemara says, what's lemineyu? That comes to include other shrutzim that are similar to the tzav. Lahavi, that comes to include the arvad. The arvad, we'll see in soon, is some sort of offspring between a snake and a frog. It's a very poisonous, dangerous creature. I don't exactly know how that works. The feinha nifilim. The nifilim. Whatever they are, it says Bain Nifilin, I don't know what those are. This Salmandra, and the Salmandra, if you remember, there's a Gemara in Chagiga, Gemara in Sanhedrin, that it's some sort of sheris that's created by burning the Atse Hadas, it's made out of Kishuf somehow. The Salmandra, right? It's what? Could be. It's interesting. When Rabbi Kiva would give to this Pasuk, he would have to say, Omer Ma Rabu Masech Hashem. Why? Because he would say, look at all the various creatures that exist on the earth. Yesh Lecha Briyos Gdelos Bayam. You have certain things that are created or born in the sea. Right? Like fish. So Yesh Lecha Briyos Gdelos Bayabasha. And there are other Briyos that are land animals. And you also have Shebayam. There's some creatures that are born in the sea that Ilmale Olos Bayabasham Yad. They don't go directly into the water. Mesos, if you see like those sea turtles or something like that, it's amazing. And they get born right on the beach and all rush. They all rush right into the water. It's an unbelievable video that they have about that. On the other hand, Shebayam, you have some that are born in the water and they automatically have to come up to land. I don't know which those are. And then you have Shevayav Asha, and you have Mali Yodas Yad Mesos. And you have some that have, in other words, you have animals that are in the sea. You have animals that are on land. You have animals that are born on land that have to go to the sea. You have animals that are born in the sea that have to go to the land. Then you have Yesh Lecha Brios Gedeos Ba'avir. You have some that are created via the air. Okay? Some, I guess maybe he's talking about those flies. They appear. That's been created out of thin air. And then you have Sheba'or. And then you have Yesh the Chabriyos Shavir for Or, then create out of fire. Yesh the Chabriyos who goes by the ear. Sheba'or Yomali Olos Lavir Miad Mesos. The ones that are created by the ore, if they go straight into the air, they die, because that's like the salamandra that cannot exist outside of the flame. Shebavir, and those in the avir, imali yodris la'or miyad mesos. If they go into the fire, they're going to burn right away. Therefore, we said, ma'rabu ma'asadach Hashem. I just found it interesting that you're talking about air, fire, water, and earth. That's the four basic elements are all mentioned here in Rabbi Kiva's thing, right? So you have the yam, which is the water, the yavasha, which is the earth, the ish, and the mai. That's the four basic elements. Fine. I don't know what to do with that, but I just thought it was interesting. So, Tara Bonham, the mother of Bryce says, Kol sheyesh bayavasha, right? We said before, any creature that exists on land, yesh bayam, it has a sister creature that exists in the sea. I don't know what they are. I mean, I don't know what the cat is. It's a catfish, maybe. I don't know. Whatever it is. What? It's a slufkimbo. You know, mystical creatures and stuff like that. I don't know. Kol sheyesh bayavasha yesh bayam chutz min acholda, except for the cholda. Why? Amar Rabbi Zera, my kira, what's the pasuk that tells me that the cholda does not exist in the land, in the sea? There's a pasuk that says in Tehillim, Shimu zos kol amim, listen to this all the amim, ha'azinu kol yoshvei chaled. So, and hearken all those who live on the, all yoshvei chaled. So that's talking about people. He uses the lashon of cholda. So when you're talking specifically of people on the land, yoshvei aretz, compared to the Cheled, that means the Chulda only exists on the land, doesn't exist in the sea. So, question is, like, what? Why the Chulda? Two things. So I heard from the Majusa Rebbe, I don't know which one. I heard from the Majusa Rebbe, it says, Kol sheyesh bayavasha yesh bayam. The Yam is considered Torah, right? The Yam shel Torah. So any kashas you have on the Yabasha, Kol sheyesh bayavasha yesh bayam. You can find that and go learn Torah, and you'll get the answer. A nice word from the Majusa Rebbe. The question is, like, why the Chulda? Why is the Chulda the one that's excluded? So Rabbi Elephant on the OU website, he quoted a few, but one of them is the answer is that the Yam, right, the Yam is Olam Haba, and the Yavash is Olam Hazeh. I guess that's learned down. So the Olam Haba, so anything that you have in Olam Hazeh, anything that you want, that for Avodah, the Avodah Hazeh, you can translate that Midah, or that thing, into Olam Haba. You can use it in a good way. You know, you can have someone who's kois. You can, except, I mean, the Rambam doesn't say that, but someone who's angry, he says, you can use that anger for the protection of Torah. Anger for the sake of Torah. Except for one Midah, that's the Midah of the Chulda. According to Gemara, what's the bad Midah of the Chulda? The bad Midah of the Chulda is that even if the Chulda doesn't, it's a weasel. Even though it's, and weasel's always, you're a weasel. What the weasel does is that it, even though it doesn't need something, it still collects more food. It collects more and more and more and more, even though it doesn't need, because the chulda can't stand that other people have. Because that's the one midah, if you can't be happy for somebody else and let somebody else have something, that midah does not translate. So that's why the chulda doesn't have anything in olam, in the yam, right? Okay. Amar Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yeshua. So Rav Huna says in the name of Rav Yeshua, be borei de narosh. Okay, by the way, just to let you know that someone said it was a crazy place here. One of the mafarshim on Shulchan Aruch said that this idea that just because you have it, whatever's on the land is also on sea, well, that doesn't apply to the concept of simani kashrus. Simani kashrus, you can't have to say you have a sea creature that looks exactly like a land creature. It's not convivescence. Anything that's from the sea, it's not pure consensus. Anything from the land, it is maligera and shoshasasa. That's the way it works. Just because they look similar, the one in the land, the one in the sea, not the same than Magabi Hilkos kashrus. Okay. So I'm Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Yeshua, bivarei de narash. I think the bivarei are these sort of beavers. Rashi seems to quote that they're bibronish. I thought maybe that's beavers. I don't know, what does he quote?
Beavers,
okay. So the beavers of Narash. So these type of struts that are called the vibrei, that are found in the river by the city Narosh, Einan min hayishuv. They are not from the land. They grow in the water. Therefore, their sherets are mayim. Okay? Therefore, if you eat them, you don't get malchus because kol sherets al aret lo yochel, but you get malchus because kol sherets hamayim sarom dol sochelu. So you got to get the right asura. That's the nafkamina, basically. You got to get the right asura in order to get the malchus. Okay. Now we're talking about the city of Narosh, which apparently was a pretty bad place. Amar Rapapa, Bishamta Narosh. The entire city of Narosh should be in Nidoy. Tarbe, Mashre, Valute. It's fruit, it's hide, and it's tail. Right? It's fat, it's tarbe, right. Meaning, everybody, the fat, the hide, the tail, from beginning to the end, everybody in that city should be put into Nidoy because it's a bad place. So the Gemara now is another member about the city of Narosh. The Pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, Eretz, Oritz, Shimli Dvar Hashem. Three times the word Eretz should listen to Dvar Hashem. Amar Apatha, even though the Navi was Matir, everyone should listen to Dvar Hashem. Lo Ava Narosh more Dvar Hashem. But the city of Narosh did not listen to Dvar Hashem. Should have looked into it, but I don't know why the Pasuk says the word Eretz three times. Amar Rav Gidel Amar Rav. Interesting. Narsha'a Nashkach. If a person from Narosh kisses you, meni kakech, count your teeth. Because they know to be thieves, you know, stick your finger, guy, check your fingers. If the guy shakes your hand, I used to tell from my grandpa, he used to tell me that. Guy shakes his hand, that guy, check your fingers. Right, thank you. Well, right here. Check your fingers. Check your teeth. Okay. Nahar pikodal levayach, if somebody from the city of Nafahod, not pikod, is melavi you on the derech, miglima shapira dechazi aleich. He's going to steal, be careful about your cloak, because he's there to steal your cloak.
Are they Jewish people?
I don't know. Pumpadisa'a levayach, if someone from Pumpadisa is Malaviyu, Ashme Ushpazach, change your lodging. He thinks he's in Malaviyu to the Comfort Inn, make sure you go to the Hampton Inn, because he's going to break into you at night and steal you and rob you blind, because that's why he's looking for where you are. Okay. I don't know what the long lasting rules of that is, or maybe that's just some advice that the Talmud is giving for those of its time, which could very well be giving some advice to the people who lived at the time. Amar Rav Huna. Hey, Amar Rav Huna Bar Torsa. Rav Huna Bar Torsa says, Pam achat halachti levad. I went to this place that's called Vad, and Rashi points out here that Vad is a place that they were Rishayim, the Gabe Klayim. They would mix and match animals, and they would crossbreed and things like that.
What are you talking about?
Vad. Va'ad. I don't know. Yeah, they would crossbreed. They would mix and match. It's a place called Vad. So I saw there Nachash, Shehu Karuch Alatzav. I saw a snake that was being cross-pollinated. It was fertilizing with it was cohabitating with a frog. Okay? The Yamim, and after time, Yotza Arvad Mibneim. The Arvad, which is some sort of lethal animal, came out from them, and lethal animal, they would bite people and they would kill them. Right? Ukhushabat, the name of Shimon HaChassid, and when I came to Shimon HaChassid, not sure what that is, quotes here in the bomb that in Mordechai Chagiga and Sotas proves that Shimon HaChassid is a Tana. So this case cannot be a member of the Amoraim, it's got to be a Bryce of them. But he quotes the Tutte Sofrim, who says that the Girsa over here is from Yochanan Ben Torta, right? So the Amar Rav Huna Bar Torta, and who Tana Shubador Shor Bekiva. So instead of being Rav Huna, instead of being Rav Huna Bar Torta, it would be Rav Yochanan Bar Torta, and then it can be the Tanoim. Okay, we're trying to figure out whether this is a member of the Amoraim, or this is actually a Tanitic piece of Tanitic literature. Okay, so he says, "Shabbat with Neir Shimon Achlasid Amar Li." He said to me, "Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu." Kodesh Baruch Hu says on these people in Vad, Haim Hebiu Biryash Lo Baratzi, they created some new creature, a creature that I did not create, but Olami. Af Ani Avi Alehem Biryash Lo Baratzi Olami. I'm also going to bring something that they didn't, that I didn't create in Sheshis Mebrasis, which is the Arvad, and I'll use their own things to hurt them. And that's how I'll kill them. I don't know what it means. But Omer Mar, and Mar says, ask the question basically, how is it possible that the Arvad can be a creation of a relationship between a snake and a frog? We have a rule that we're going to see in Bechoros, we'll see it in a few weeks, that the only things that can that can create for review is called Tashmishon v'Iburon Shava. That their method of sleeping together and their length of gestation are the same, right? It's called Tashmishon v'Iburon Shava. Rashi says Tashmishon Shava Shemishamshim Shnei Aponim Kineg Aponim Kon Adam Aponim Kineg Orakon Behema and Iburon as you may Ibur. But the snake and the frog are differently going to point out. It says right. They can't be. And we know that the snake is very different because we bring down that the gestation period for the tzav is 6 months and the gestation period for the nachash is 7 years. We learned that, right? That was the Gemara we learned once. And the Gemara of Kos also says that the tashmisho of the nachash are not like the other shrotzim. So how is it possible that they can have an offspring? It goes against the rules of nature. So Amarav, Rav says, Nes Pesof Nes. You're right, it was a miracle within a miracle. Number one, that they went to each other, and that's against the Teva, and number two, that they actually were able to procreate. Two Nes Pesof Nes. The Gemara says, boy, second, hi, for Anasahu. Because Baruch is going to make this double Nes to create something that's a magic. So the Gemara says, my Nes Pesof Nes with Puranus. Yeah, Enoch Aram. He's going to make a Nes Pesof Nes with Puranus. I don't know what that means. I don't know how that answers the case. Rashi says, "Kedei v'parim in Rishayim," in order to extract payment from the Rishayim, because Baruch will make a nes b'tov nes.
Right, but what we created is to hurt people that are meant to be hurt.
Right, but that's the question. The question is, it's a nes b'tov nes. It says, "Hi purunasahu." Why is Hashem going to make a nes for purunas? Hashem will make a nes for purunas. What's the having? What's the maskana? It's the same. You didn't change.
There's no innocent people that are hurt by this. Only dead people.
Yeah, but why is it called a nes then? Okay, fine. Next Mishnah. Okay, the Mishnah is now going to bring other things that have tumah. I'm going to explain the tumah. Okay, the din is going back. We're going to go back again to our hanging limb. Right? We always go back to tiggle. We always go back to the hanging limbs. Okay, so the din is that an aver,
or tiggle.
The din is that the aver that is nitlash from a behema chaya falls off. That's taken off from a live animal. Aver min a chay. That is an avatumah. It's an avatumah. It can be tame adam and kalim. Pieces of meat alone that fall off of a live animal, basar minachai, does not have any tumah, does not have tumas minachai, doesn't have tumas nevela, doesn't have any of that stuff, probably not even tumas okhen, because it's not royal afila. Now the Mishnah is going to explain the din of an aver and a basar of behema that has not been completely removed from the live animal and is sort of attached to the animal. So an aver. A complete aver, let's say like a complete leg that with the bone and the meat and the gidin, right? Veha basar and the meat by itself, let's say a piece of flesh pulled off. Ha midul dalim behema, and most of it was pulled off of the behema, but they're still connected a little bit, and the animal is still alive. The animal is still alive. That means the animal is not transmitting any tumah because it's still a live animal. But if you thought about these things that you're going to be Rashi says that you thought about these food items that fell off, that are falling off, you thought that you'd give them to a guy, even though a guy also eats also, but you thought they'd give them to a guy. So now, if a sheretz touches them, metamim tumas oklim and komam. These pieces are going to be metamim tumas oklim, right, provided the tzrich and hefsher, provided that they need some sort of hefsher, because usually the limbs of an animal become hefsher tumas, like they become, get hefsher from the dam. Here there's no shtrika, so you have to have some sort of hefsher. These hanging limbs are going to transmit tumas oklim. They're still oklim, but they're not mevela. They're still menachai. They're oklim because you had makshava. You had makshava for them to be eaten by a guy, which is difficult because even a guy can't eat these. It's still aver menachai. It's still usher for a guy. So I'm not exactly clear how that works, right? And Rashi says if you had kavana for a guy, it's not for a guy to ask a Jew not. But they both have the same isser. So what's the difference if you had the kavana for a guy or not? Okay. So utzrichim hefsher. They need hefsher now. Nishkata behema. If you shafted the behema when these things are still hanging from it, so even though the shechita is matir the behema, even though the shechita is not matir these things to eat because they are, I guess, hanging, right? Hukshiru b'damel, the dam hashechita is still matir these things. They don't need separate hechsher, and therefore they can be royal to contract tumas ochem. Divi Rabbi Meir, that is the rules of Meir. Shimon Omer, lo hukshru. The dam does not master them. They still need another hechsher in order to be mkabel tumas ochlim, and we'll see soon. Tomorrow, what we'll see tomorrow, what the machlokes is. But basically, both to Rav Meir and to Rav Shimon, the Eber and the Basar do not have Tumah by themselves after the Shechita, because we said that Shechita ain't Osanipal. We said Misa Osanipal, but Shechita is not Osanipal. Right? But, so here, Mesa Behema, let's say there is a Misa, and the animal dies by itself, HaBasar Sarachach, so the Basar now can be Metame, the Basar can be Metame Tumas Oakland, not Tumas Mevela Rosh, it really means cannot be Metame Tumas Eber Menachai, but with Sarach Hechsher, it needs Hechsher, and Eber Metame Mishum Eber Menachai, the Eber is Metame Mishum Eber Menachai, and it's Eina Metame Mishum Eber Nevela Dimer Meir, Rav Shimon Metar, Rav Shimon says it is Tar. We'll learn about these Machlokes in the next couple of days. Okay.
Good question. Does a food need to be an Hechsher, even for a Navratuma? Does it matter which type of Tumah?
If something requires Hechsher, it needs Hechsher in order to take any Tumah. If something requires Hechsher, okay, it has to have the Hechsher, it doesn't matter what. It's not Makabal Tumah otherwise.
And the blood is not
even
though it doesn't go
well with it? Right, we talked about it. Gemara spoke about it. The blood is there.
Right.
The right. It's matzah the animal. Whatever touches the animal, so it includes the entire animal. Right. We saw that Gemara some time ago. Okay. The Mishnah had mentioned that the Aver in the bus that's hanging from the meat does not have Tumas Aver in the thigh, but they are Merkabel Tumas Oakland. The Gemara wants to figure out what's the case. Right? Tumas Oakland in, it has Tumas Oakland, but Tumas Nevela low. It's not a Nevela. So the Gemara basically says, so Hekidam, what's the case? If it's in a way that you can go back and it can heal and go back together, then it's not food items, right? Because it's not considered food anymore because it's going to heal. And if it can't go back, it's separated in such a way that it can never go back and be healed, well then it's in the Nevela. So then, Tumas Nevela Namili Tamil. I think Nevela here means Eber Menachai, because it's not Nevela, Nevela's going to die. It's got to be Eber Menachai. It should be Tamil in Eber Menachai because it's, no says that. Okay. So the Olam, Tosis says it. Tumas Nevela, Shemaskan Shach Lav Dakti, Elohim Tumas Eber Menachai. Okay, good. So Tosos was the copy to the note, very Shkoyach on Tosis. So the Olam, the Ein Ma'al Nerucha. Really, it cannot go back, return, and be healed. Vishani Tumas Nevela, but Nevela is different. There's an exception. Even though it can't go back, in order to be Nevela, the Pasuk says, Rechman Amar, Ki Yipo Min Nevelasam. It has to fall off. So there's a custom that says that Nevela is defined when it is completely separated, when it's detached. Even if it's detached in a way that it can't grow back, that's not enough for Nevela. At Tanya Namihachi, we have a Bryce that says that supports this. Ha'ever, the Habasra Hamidul Dolim. You have the limb, or the meat, that is hanging, Babahema, right? Uma Orin Bichut Hasara, they're only connected by some thin string. Yoko Yitamu Tumas Nevela, maybe it should be Mitame, the tomb of Ever Menachai. Talmud Lomar Yipo, Archa Yipo, only when it falls off. So you see there's a distinction between when it can get Tumas Oakley and when it can get Tumas Nevela. So now the Gemara is going to find the precedent for this idea that something can be both connected and disconnected at the same time. So they're going to bring it from Hilchos Shabbos. The Gemara says, right, the Mishnah said that the Eber, the Basar, the Dalim, the Behema, they are considered Michubarim, they're considered connected, that they don't have the Eber, the Chai, but a few Haki, Tumas Oakley, Mitamu. But nevertheless, they still have a concept of Tumas Oakley. So this idea that they're connected for Oakland, for Eber Menachai, but disconnected for Tumas Oakland, Messiah Lay, there's a riot to this, Messiah Lay, the Rechir Bar Ashi. This proof comes from Rechir Bar Ashi. The Amr Rechir Bar Ashi, Amr Shmuel, it actually comes from Shmuel, to Enim, Shetzamku Be'ibayim. Actually, have these Te'enim. Alright? That they dried up while they were still attached to the tree. They are considered food. They're dried up. The attachment is dried up, so they're viewed as if they already picked. If they're viewed as if they're already picked, they're already wearing the kabel tumor, so there's hechsher. Something that's attached, when they're attached, even if they get wet, right? If you have a produce that's attached to the ground, if it gets wet, like rain, it's not a kabel tumor. It has to be separated. But here, since their connection is so dried up, they're considered as if they're separated, and therefore they can be Makabal Tumas Oakland, so therefore they're considered detached. But Hashtolish Mem Shabbos Chayav Chatas. Nevertheless, if I pick one on Shabbos, I'm Chayav Chatas, meaning that they are attached. They're something that's detached and attached at the same time. They bring down what's the difference between Shabbos and Tumah. So the idea is that in order for Tumah, the concept of Tumah, the concept of when it is Roy for Tumah or not, depending on Klius. depending on whether there is any sustenance coming from the branch to the food item. Once there's no longer gaining sustenance from there, it's considered separated. Shabbos has nothing to do with sustenance. Shabbos has to do with you picking something. You're picking it off, you're breaking it off, you're breaking it off. It has nothing to do with sustenance. It just has to do with chibur. Okay? Because one has to do with chius, we'll say the lumbus. One has to do with chius, and one has to do with chibur. Okay. Now, Levi Messiah, maybe we'll have another brisa that is a raya for Shmuel as well, that you have as a concept of attached and detached. Yerakos shetzamku beiveyin. You have these vegetables that they dried up. I guess the attachment, they dried up. He go and kruv the delos, the cabbage or the gourd. Eim etamim tumas ochlim. Sorry. Yerakos shetzamku beiveyin. They dried up when they were already, I guess, in their shell. They're on the, it says on their stems. They dried up. The yerakos themselves dried up, not the stems. The vegetables themselves dried up. They go on a kruv by the lots. Eim etamim tumas ochlim. They're not mekabel tumas ochlim. Why? Because once they're dried up, they're not considered food anymore. They're not roi la'afila. But kitzitzon. Let's say you cut them first. V'yibshon. And then you dried them. Metamim tumas ochlim. I guess at that point in time, they're still metamim tumas ochlim. They dried up. The one says, wait a second. Tzitzon v'yibshon tzitzon like that. They already dried up. When they dried up, they're mekabel tumas ochlim. Eitz vamo. It's nothing. It's an eitz vamo. It's a piece of bark once it dries up. Why is that mekabel tumas ochlim? So Rav Yitzchak, no. Be'amenas liyabshon. If I cut the gourd in order to dry it up. So my machshava is that it should not be a food. Nevertheless, from the time that I cut it till it actually dried up, in that time period, it's still considered a food item and can be mikabel tuma. Right? So Gemara says, taima de kruv udalasu. The reason why they're nitma is because they are a kruv udalas, right? The taima de yavsham lav neachilinu. Because when you dry them up, they are not considered very lachila. Hasha'ar peros. But other peros, that if you do it like this, they are matamat tumas ochlim because they're roi l'achila. So hey chidami, so what's the case that Mara's going to ask? Idi yafsar hein v'uktsehen, if they are dry, these other fruits, they dry the fruit and their stem, right? Pshita, the din is pashut, I guess that they are not ochlim. El alav below uktsehen, I'm talking about here, where they are dry up, the fruit dries up, but not their stem, right? The stem did not dry. So in this way, we see that, I don't know, they're not dried up, and therefore, they're not considered tumas ochlim. But the halacha would be that if you pick them on Shabbos, you still chayav Shabbos, so that should be a raya. So Gemara says, no, lo'olam, hein v'uktsehen. Now really, the covenant of the Brice is that they dried up, and the stems dried up. I see that's pshita, that they're not considered food items. The Gemara says, u'kitzatzon amanas l'yabshon itzrichle. The chiddush is to talk about the second part of the brisa. The chiddush of the brisa is kitzatzon amanas l'yabshon itzrichle. That's why we have them in here. Because we're making the comparison between them, the whole thing drying up, or you picking them to dry up. But nevertheless, we don't have a raya here that if for the din of Shmuel. Now the Gemara is trying to bring a raya against Shmuel. So Tashma, ha'ilan shenifshach ubo peros. I think this means that a branch falls off with the fruits still attached to the branch. So the branch is no longer attached to the tree, but the fruits are still attached to the branch. Okay? Harei hein kitlushin. They're now considered detached for everything. They're considered totally detached. So therefore, if water falls on them, then makalatuma. Because they're not getting any unique anymore. They're not getting, right? So yofshu, if they dried out while they're on the tree, Harehen kimichubarim. They are now considered as if they are connected, and therefore that means that they are not the kabel tumah. So my lav, what does it mean? The Gemara says my tlushin l'chol debrei, and that means it's tlushin for everything, and therefore if you would pick it on Shabbos, you would not be chayiv. So Gemara says no. So Gemara says my tlushin. Sorry, go again. The Gemara says my tlushin, but it says that they're tulish, right? If they that they're tulish, they're completely separated. So my tlushin l'chol debreiim. Ach muchubarim l'chol divrei. So too, when the muchubar is l'chol divrei, meaning that there'll be no distinction, tlushim muchubarim are opposite sides of each other, there's no distinction. If it's attached, it's attached. If it's detached, it's detached. There's no in-between status. So the Gemara says, no. The Gemara says, no. Midaira haikadisa haikadisa. No. Each one could go according for its own thing. Haikadisa haikadisa. This one goes for its own din. So when the Tanya, the Rashi says that the peiros that come down are tlushim, it's just saying the tlushim based both for Shabbos and for Tumah. But what it says in the Sefer that the peiros are sheyabshu, they're dina kemechubar, that they're mechubar, that is only the gabe Shabbos, I guess, and not the gabe tuma. Okay, let's go a little bit further. The Mishnah said, nishkata behema, Right, the Gemara said that if the Aver and the Basar are hanging, and you shechted the animal, then one man the Amr said that if the blood is machshir, the blood of Shechita is machshir this hanging limb, the Kabbal Tumma, and Rav Shimon said it's not. So, but my commitment, what's the machlokas? So, Amar Rava, the Hema Nasas Yad Aver commitment. The machlokas is whether or not the animal can be considered a Yad for the Aver. Kaz of Yad, right? So, Kaz of Yad can transfer the Tumma. So, if the animal is a Yad, so therefore it's a Yad, so whenever it becomes Tame, so the Yad becomes, so the other thing becomes Tame, right? Marsa, Rav Shimon says, Ein have Eim and Nasa Sagad the Aver. The Behema cannot become a Yad for the Aver, it makes sense, because the Behema is Iker, it's not Butlul Klapi the Aver, and because the Aver is coupled to it. Therefore, if the Behema is Hukshur Kabbal Tumma, the Hukshur does not transmit to the limb. Umar Savar, one man says Behema, Nasis Yadla Aver. A Behema can become a Yadla Aver. Amar Abai says, but okay, no, stop here. Okay, stop here. Have a good day.